The Philadelphia Union celebrates its 10th year this season, and the city's professional soccer team has attracted and maintained an intense following at home games in Chester since it debuted in 2010. But how much or how little has soccer done for Chester in that decade? WHYY's Kenneth Burns takes a look.
There's nothing like game day in Chester at Talen Energy Stadium. The Sons of Ben are led into the river end of the stadium by a drum line. Their energy never fades throughout the game. But don't take my word for it. Dana Denmark and his family are longtime season ticket holders.
No sport has atmosphere like soccer. Even the Eagles, the Flyers, really great, but something about soccer worldwide, there's no passion like it.
When the Union announced that Chester would be its home, it raised expectations in a city that was looking for good news.
They were saying, they say with a lot of things, it's going to bring jobs, it's going to revitalize the neighborhood.
Anthony Mayfield lives a couple of blocks away from the stadium.
And a lot of people was like, well, nobody in Chester is going to go see soccer.
In addition to the jobs at the stadium, there were plans for residences, shops, and restaurants around it. At the time, unemployment was more than 13% in the city. Patricia D. Miranda has lived in Chester her whole life, except for when she went to college in Virginia.
10 years ago, it was a ghost town. Nobody even drove down the city of Chester. Now, you can drive down there. They have businesses that are opened up.
She says in addition to crime and safety in the city, there were also concerns about the schools.
People were really more worried about trying to get their kids in good schools. People were moving out of the area, moving to buy new homes at different locations because of the conditions of the school and condition of the city as far as safety and things of that sort.
Dee Miranda's son, Will Tripley, was killed in Chester in 2004. He was a soccer star before Major League Soccer came to the Philly region. She co-founded the William Tripley Youth Development Foundation in 2006 in his honor. So when it was announced that Chester would be home to Philly's soccer team, Dee Miranda says the team decided to get involved.
They came and they helped us in all ways, shape, form, and fashion, as far as coaching, as far as finances. And we had a gentleman, his name was Rob Smith, who was brought here just to make the connection between the community and the Philadelphia Union. He was like the middle guy.
Before the Union came into existence, Dee Miranda received help from the Sons of Ben, the soccer fan group that organized to convince MLS to put a franchise in Philly.
Once it became clear that the stadium was going to be built in Chester, one of the most impoverished communities in all of Pennsylvania, if we're going to be there, we are going to be part of the community.
Crystal Kane is philanthropy director for Sons of Ben. She says while they are dedicated to the soccer community in the Philadelphia region, they are especially committed to Chester.
We shouldn't just be going there for soccer. Like, this is our community. We should be making it better and helping the people who are already doing that work.
When the stadium was announced, promoters said it would kickstart Chester's economy. But with just 17 regular season home games a year, it's hard to transform even a neighborhood, never mind a city. Resident Anthony Mayfield sees a missed opportunity.
Had people believed, really believed more in the stadium, I think more could have been done with it. You know, it hasn't hurt the neighborhood. Like I said, it's a lot more traffic on game days. But, I went to a couple. I enjoy them. But revitalize the neighborhood, yeah, I would say that's a broad statement.
All of the hopes of shopping, restaurants, and residences did not follow, as if the stadium had no effect.
I don't know if you could really say nothing's happened.
That's Drake Nakashi, executive director of the Chester Economic Development Authority. He says Chester, like Philadelphia, took some years to recover from the Great Recession, but they're starting to see some signs of economic growth. For example, unemployment is now under 8%, down from a high of 14%.
When you start from a Great Recession, it's taken us a number of years to come out of that. But we feel that we're well on our way to revitalizing the city.
One of the more prominent new businesses in Chester is Power Home Remodeling. It relocated to the city from Newark, Delaware in 2011. Asher Rayfield, the company's co-CEO, says he sold the move arguing Chester was on the rise. But soccer was also a factor, having played for American University.
We wanted to be part of a community, and we wanted to be part of building something, and we thought that Power could be a part, maybe a small part or maybe a large part, but a part of kind of the revitalization of what was going on here and partnering with the union as well.
Power recently partnered with the team to restart a high school soccer program for the Chester Upland School District. They've also sponsored the team's training complex, which is part of the union's footprint along the Chester waterfront, all of which will be the centerpiece for future development. For real this time. Chester Mayor Thaddeus Kirkland is happy with how the team has contributed to his city and called working with the union a labor of love. Overall, he's proud of the progress Chester has made in the last decade.
It didn't take us overnight to get in bad shape, and we knew it wasn't going to take overnight for us to get back to our heyday. We're on the right path. We're heading in the right direction.
Kirkland adds that he feels great about the future, and in fact, he feels great about today. Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.